start this Monday morning on Hello Port Harcourt as we talk about palliative sharing in River State. As always, it's Inside Rivers. We have to tell the world what's going on around this area. Anywho, we start off from a few months ago, just about 2 months ago, if you remember, when the governor, talking about Siminalayi Fubara, constituted a committee, right, to help in the distribution of these palliatives. Remember when the federal government was to give out 2 billion naira to each state, you know, to help cushion the effect, you know, of, you know, petrol subsidy removal? Remember that? Okay. But, you know, from that day when it was inaugurated till yesterday, right, a lot of people have been saying, well, I'm not particularly comfortable with how this thing is going to be done. In fact, before it even kickstarted, there were worries. Some may say there were germane and genuine concerns. Others probably said, look, let the governor work. You're probably making the whole big deal out of nothing. However, in Abonima, Akokotoro local government area of River State, permanent voters' cards were demanded from residents before they were given palliatives. Now, some of the residents revealed this during an interview. They alleged that out of about 50 bags of rice that were given to various units of in some of the wards, 11 bags were set aside in quotes, stakeholders to share. In case you missed that, let's get to listen to that interview now, shall we?
Out of the 50 bags, about 11 bags was removed. They said for stakeholders, and we don't know who are those stakeholders.
Yeah. That's the first question I got to ask when I heard that. Who are these stakeholders? Is their stake higher than the stake of the other members of the community? I don't understand. Do they contribute more money? Do they have a bit more, you know, fingers on their hands? Do they help filter the oceans that the people in Abonima are not aware of? These stakeholders.
Our whole unit, we are over 300 persons sharing 3 bags of rice, almost 1 custard rubber.
Okay, let's stop there. Now, we already knew from the very get-go that this wasn't going to be a feed them all, everybody's going to be satisfied kind of thing. The idea was to be able to meet the most vulnerable and offer some sort of succor and support. Now, no matter what side of the divide you are on, I'm very sure some people will obviously have some complaints to make. It was always going to be that scenario, but it doesn't deter the government from doing the right thing, which is where we're going to this morning.
Went round. Those who have voters' card and those who don't have voters' card, everybody is having the same suffering, feeling the same impact of fuel subsidy removal. Some immediately after the election, they lost their PVCs. Therefore, those people could not receive.
I guess for children, this rice no will reach us for 1 week. Some people own no even reach 1 custard. My sister PCV lost. They can't tell and say, may she wait, make people will get PCV collect first.
They gave me one custard rubber, nothing attached to it. That is the palliative. It's not palliative. The stakeholders took more than even the ordinary people.
So who are these stakeholders per chance? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, for you to be a stakeholder, you must have been doing something, you know, very different. But wait a minute, aren't the people who are in that area stakeholders? It is their home. It is their livelihood that is being affected. It is their land that is being affected one way or the other. But wait, it gets even more interesting. All right, now, two residents in Yopobonkoro local government area also spoke on how the palliatives were distributed in their area.
The palliative was not properly distributed. Those in authority are not really sincere, because if they were to be sincere, they wouldn't give 2 bags per unit. How do they want it to be distributed evenly across the unit and ward?
When are we going to stop this joke that you call palliative? If it is what I saw with my 2 eyes in the Yopobonkoro local government area, then it's the pure wickedness. You brought 55 bags of rice and distributed 2 bags per unit. How many cups will get to individual? And you brought rice without a cooking item. Are they going to soak it in water and drink it like garri? It's a pity.
Well, let's be very honest, right? The idea is not to give everybody in the local government, in that ward, you know, something, you know. So either they're going to distribute it by a ward based on those who are in court, are registered to vote in that area. Well, not everybody will come through. Imagine if it was in my area where I voted. I wouldn't come out to come and collect 1 cup of rice, not because, you know, I'm too big for it, because I understand that there are going to be people who are going to be in dire need of the rice than I am at the moment, right? So that's one way to look at it. But here is the big question, the clincher for us this morning. What means, ladies and gentlemen, of identification should be used to verify residents in vulnerable areas? Because if you remember, that was the same complaint that was made last year. People kept saying, oh, I'm from this community. My land was, you know, was washed away. My house flooded. I need to be given something. And the government said, but we don't know. We cannot verify. Now, it's been just about 12 months plus. And you have to ask yourself the question, the suggestions that were made last year, were they not implemented? Let's revisit them. Let's revisit them this morning and let's find out from you what you think is the means that should be employed to verify residents in vulnerable areas. Big one for us this morning.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And very importantly, do not make inciting statements. The numbers to call 0817923-0003. 0817923-0007. Once again, 0817923-0003. 0817923-0007. Follow us at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, by the way. At Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is 0809030-6416. So how can we identify that Jude is from a vulnerable area and should be given the palliative? Muriel is speaking to us from Okrika. Good morning to you, Muriel.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know you guys love Afiemi. It's a fine boy.
You see, for the fact that they're even calling and sagging and this rice with this name, Forest of the Poor, is a problem for me. For me, as long as you know that you have been affected by this subsidy removal, you're entitled to go. There is no shame to it, Jews. And there's something I want to bring to our remembrance. You know that the governor attached a labor. He said labor should be involved in this palliative sharing, Jude. Why are we not hearing from labor? Or did they pull out of it? Labor is supposed to send their reps to all the local government that has received. Because they will be giving us direct feedback. Are they not the units that are sympathetic to we the people? Why are we not hearing? And what are we hearing stakeholders? Are the labor officials the stakeholders? Or the local government chairman? Or politicians? This is wrong. And now, I think the meaning of this text they are talking about is, you want to lose the real meaning of steak. That means they are holding steak, meat, food that is meant for the poor. They are holding it down for themselves.
Stakeholders.
So, this is wrong. We need to hear something from each local government chairman. Let them come out and tell us what is happening. And labor. What are they? Did they pull out of this palliative sharing or are they still involved in it? What are we not hearing from them?
Thank you very much. That's a great question. What exactly are the supervisory roles and observatory roles that should be played by the various, in quote, concerned groups? Yes, I'm not surprised that people have picked up on the, in quote, stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders? Iyala, speaking to us from LMA. Iyala, yes, good morning to you.
Hello.
Yeah, go on, please. Go on, Iyala.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my name is Elder Collins Yella.
Go on.
I want to say that it is true that the Delaware local government chairman has done so well. Delaware local government has not been this good.
We're not
they
talking
have
about
stolen those equipment about the third time.
We're not talking about Degema. Hold on. I think you had the wrong conversation. We're not talking about Degema itself. We're talking about Akukutoru, Abonima area where palliatives were shared. Iyala. That's where.
Okay.
All right. Moving on, all right? So we can take messages here and not get ourselves our train of thought distracted. This one here says, good morning. That's a very good question that you've just asked. Who are these stakeholders? How come they get to hold 11 bags out of whatever amount? Even if it's one bag, there needs to be a bit of transparency to this sharing. Now I see why people were worried. Okay, all right. So I'm very sure as we speak, and maybe during the course of the day, probably the governor, Siminalayi Fubara, would get to be intimated with some of the complaints thus far raised. And once again, it is coming from Akokotoro. Now, this is where you would expect, you know, investigations, further investigations. Our reporter did go get to hear from the people there and as regarding, you know, the palliatives being shared. Big one this morning. Who are these stakeholders? What do they look like? How have they come to, in quotes, the nomenclature of stakeholder? Are they any different from the residents in that area? Then how should government identify residents in vulnerable areas in River State? That's our big question this morning. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. We will return shortly after these messages.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports
and get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
92.3 Nigeria Info. 27 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. And if you're just joining us, you are most welcome to your conversation station. Now, this morning, inside Rivers, we are having a conversation about palliative distribution. Our focus this morning is what means of identification should be used to verify residents in vulnerable areas. Don't forget, parts of River State has been earmarked to experience some flooding this year. Now, last year and 2 years prior, it's been a very terrible time for those living in the lowland areas in River State. You have perennial heavy rainfall during the rainy season, and obviously it comes with floods. Now, 2012 was the mark point, the aha moment for many people in this region as they got to see an entire state, that would be Bayelsa, by the way, that was cut off. Then, fast forward to 2021, and it was a repeat of 2012, where for a lot of people, for a lot of residents in Yenagoa, it was a question of buying rain boots and using canoes. No joke, ladies and gentlemen, using canoes to move around. But this is not just about floods. Now, this conversation has to do with palliatives that were distributed, or at least they were planned to be distributed by the government through the state government and from the federal government. So the most vulnerable, 2 billion naira, and then all that proceeds were made mention of. Now, there was a committee, and you expect a committee to be, you know, instituted, to be formed, you know, to manage these procedures. However, that particular committee had a little bit of a rubbing off the wrong way type scenario for some of the onlookers, for some of the observers. But now, the distribution has started. Now, in Abonima, in Akokotoro local government area of River State, voters' cards were demanded from residents before they were given palliative. Pause. Now, that itself is not a bad idea. Let me be very clear with that. Let's be honest. Because if you need some form of identification, it doesn't get any clearer, any more definitive than your voters' card. I use mine, and I think everybody should use theirs. But the truth is, not everybody will have theirs for a plethora of reasons. Either they did not get to have their cards given to them, or maybe they didn't even go up to register, or maybe it's missing. But it does not take away their citizenship. It doesn't take away their residency wherever they have decided to stay and make their place of abode. It doesn't take that. So what measures can one use to say this person or that person or these persons a resident, particularly in a vulnerable place like Akokotoro, where palliatives were given. It raised some very interesting issues, and one of them is this. Take a listen to this.
Out of the 50 bags, about 11 bags was removed. They said for stakeholders, and we don't know who are those stakeholders. In my whole unit, we have over 300 persons sharing 3 bags of rice, almost 1 custard rubber. And it went round. Those who have voters' card and those who don't have voters' card, everybody is having the same suffering, feeling the same impact of fuel subsidy removal. Some immediately after the election, they lost their PVCs. Therefore, those people could not receive.
I guess for children, this rice no fuel reach us for 1 week. Some people own no even reach 1 custard. My sister PCV lost. They can't tell and say, make she wait. Make people will get PCV collect first.
They gave me one custard rubber. Nothing attached to it. That is the palliative. It's not palliative. It's palliative. The stakeholders took more than even the ordinary people.
So who are these stakeholders? Now, if you look at the math, right, you may think it may just be fair. And I know in this country, and maybe when it comes to governance, people always talk about, you know, leaders and, you know, some professional treatment or organizers, you know. So, yes, you should keep some for the organizers. But out of 50 bags, if you remove 11, that leaves just about 39 bags, all right, to be distributed by what it would seem to be a larger population. Now, once again, you know, our reporter who went on ground to witness this thing basically just said, okay, so what exactly is happening? What has been done? What do you think needs to be done? I guess maybe the people have started to raise eyebrows and now they're asking questions, which is why we're here this morning on your conversation station to ask the question, what means of identification should be used to make sure the residents for the residents in vulnerable areas are the ones that are actually getting these palliatives.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
And insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt, 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
All right, so let's get to speak to Victor. Victor speaking to us from NTA Road. Victor, good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
The palliative they are sharing is very bad. They are not like it.
Why?
In my area, are you getting me?
Okay.
In Kalugo Gomez. They are giving one cup of rice to people. It's very bad.
One cup of rice.
One cup of rice.
One. Just one.
Yes. Because the rice is too small for the people. So they are giving each ward. They are very many. So the rice is not too on the crowd, so it's very bad. I don't like it.
Okay, but how do they know the people who are coming are the vulnerable ones? How do they identify the people in your area in Kana? That's the question.
In my ward, we have over 500 people in my ward.
So what do they use?
Guys to vote in my ward. In ward one.
Okay, how do they identify them?
The rice they bring. It's very small for the crowd.
Victor, the question is, how do they identify them? If you go and say your name is Victor, would they check, what do they use to check if you are the correct person coming to collect this palliative?
Is that what?
What do they use to check if you are the correct person to collect the palliative? That's what we're asking.
Okay. The palliative, they share it, party something. They don't give to other people.
Okay, well, I'm not sure Victor quite understands. Braid is speaking to us from Burukiri. Braid, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
How would they do for Gole now?
Ah, it's raining, no? It's raining. Let's not even start. It's raining. I fried some yesterday.
May I take and do kekefie?
You are a real man. Only a real man does that.
Excuse me. You know that Nigeria, we don't have a database.
And we do.
The big problem this country has. There is no database. And for me, sharing this palliative, they can look at two means of identification.
Okay.
They will look at voters' card or NIN. Because I strongly believe that an average Nigerian today has the BVN.
The NIN.
So that can be mode of identification. But for me, sharing of this palliative, rise of breakups, is that why you want to begin to look at a voter's card or anything?
Well, but you just said people need a very definitive means to identify. Don't forget, these are rural areas, you know. So how can we say this man who is here is living in this place and actually needs this palliative?
You know, within the rural area, they can easily identify themselves. When there is even a stranger, it's easy for them to know that this is a stranger. So it's easy than the urban center. Like if you go to Abise, you know that the people within that area, that community, know themselves. So if you are not from there, you just come in, they know. So it's easy to identify them. But for me, the mode of identification should be either the voter's card or the
NIN. Yes. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. Zion speaking to us on GRA. Zion, good morning. Good morning.
With a buga with plantain.
Fried two fingers. As long as my arm, by the way. They were very long.
What about people like us who get the plantation?
Are you eating? It's one thing to get. It's another thing to eat and live long. Two different things.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
See, when it comes to this aspect of palliative, the Nigerian environment is now liking to be like the works of George Orwell, The Animal Farm, where all animals are equal, but some are more equal
than others.
That is why you must always have the stakeholders.
Who are these stakeholders?
These stakeholders are the people who are committed to the community.
Okay.
These are the people who don't look at them, say a year. These are the people that took the responsibility to visit the elderly people, to check the welfare of the community, to engage the government, to engage the status quo. I am a stakeholder.
So how come the people did not get to see the stakeholders when the palliatives were being shared? How come the stakeholders are taking 11 bags? And
they should allow the stakeholders to breathe.
They should
You explain tire, no evidence. See, dude, let me be honest to you. When I always talk on get involved in politics or radio, people talk, maybe I'm just talking, I just want to talk. I even narrowed my personal life sometimes to conversations, to just encourage one person to get involved. When you get involved, even the government will respect you. As I talk, the government hear me. I'm an Ijoman from Bayelsa State. And I'm a stakeholder in Bayelsa State. I'm a stakeholder in my local government. My ward, how much my community? What about my family?
So Zion, what's the best way? Walter is in Rupaku. Won't talk to Walter. So what's the best way to identify people who are in most need? Zion? Oh, dear.
Okay.
Walter is in Rupaku. Walter, please help us.
Jude, my brother.
Who are these stakeholders? Why can't we identify them?
Listen to me, Jude. You are talking of palliative. Me, as I'm talking to you now from Rupaku and Bokwodo precisely, I have not seen palliative. We just hear it on air. This is political, whether you like it or not. It's political.
So how
I'm
do
a politician,
how
precisely.
Okay.
Listen to me. There was committees set up from state local government to local government to the world. I am telling you, I'm a stakeholder in my world.
Have you received palliative?
I have not seen anything.
But you are a stakeholder. How come you haven't received?
My brother, politicians, they are not doing well. And that is why we find ourselves suffering today. Look at our president. What he did.
Once again.
From fuel. And that is why we are suffering subsidy. And the other day I heard that subsidy was not removed. He had it.
Water, how do you think we should now identify people who are most vulnerable? If you as a stakeholder, you are claiming that you haven't received any palliative in your ward, I don't doubt you. But you've heard the people who were complaining. They received, but they're saying that it wasn't done in the fairest way. So how can we identify people who need it?
I've been called to your studio and tell you that I've gotten 2 or 3 cups.
That's
did you see anybody that come to your studio, see the one they get to me?
Yes, you did. We'll get to listen to the exit. Our reporter went to Akokuto.
I have not seen that palliative they are talking. He just on air, nothing.
Well, the fact, but
they can crucify me. They can crucify me, but God knows I have not seen anything that.
Okay, all right, Walter, thank you. I don't doubt you that you haven't seen, but the fact that you haven't seen doesn't mean it is not there or it hasn't started. You know, to be disenfranchising the governor and the government, both at the state and federal level, that these things are not there. They are there. But once again, we need to understand it's not going to get to everybody. It's impossible for the government to give everybody, just imagine every street, every household in River State, 1 cup of rice. Just 1 cup. It's nigh on impossible. However, the idea is to target the most vulnerable. And that's where I think a lot of problems have been raised. How do you identify, yada, yada, yada. But now, as the palliatives have been sent to the rural areas where it is expected or it is thought that the most need is going to be, you know, prevalent, then how did they, you know, say this man or this woman needs it more than Jude? Because, you know, using of the national ID card, or in this case, the permanent voter's card, that's the PVC, I don't think it was a bad idea. But it was flawed in some sense. Lugard is speaking to us from HA. Lugard, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Jude. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We're talking about palliative.
And identification.
Yes. My brother is very unfortunate that after much cry from people that this palliative is a scam, and the government still went ahead to disperse $2 billion from each local, from each state. Do you know that I was in my local government when palliative was shared, and we have been crying that this is purely political.
Why?
As River State is, everything here is politics. The PDP man cannot allow APC man to come and share palliative or ABGA or Labour Party.
Really? That's the sense you got?
Hello?
Is that the feeling that you got? Is that what was expressed in the chair?
I am telling you, you know, I am a core APC man, which everybody know, even you in the media know.
I don't know you.
Then I followed it up from the local government, and local government chairman charged the worst chance that this is for a cheap people.
Okay.
Doesn't mind the kind of party you belong to. But what we saw was they were playing politics.
How? See, once again, this claim, right? This claim needs to be verified. How? Did they say, oh, if you're a party person on this place, you must come with your ID card unless we will not give you? How? You know, it's very, you know, once again, when we have these issues, you can understand. Thank you very much, Lugard. It's very emotive and people can get very vexed. Understandable. But, you know, when we're talking for development, there needs to be proof. John is speaking to us from Port Harcourt Town. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I just want to ask you a question, Joe. How did we, as a country, get to this point of palliative grammar? How did we get here?
COVID.
Before 2015, before 2016, 17, this palliative, I don't think we understand this grammar. So how did we get to this point now? There are now government are now making us feel like they care too much with palliative. What is palliative? Who told those government people that we need palliative? Yeah? Put the basic things that will encourage businessmen to do business, that will encourage youth to go to work. But come and tell us it's one nomenclature name, the palliative. How did we even get here? Dude, good morning.
Good morning. Lugard, once again, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you now.
Okay, yeah, so I was saying, you know, when people make comments like, oh, it was shared to people of this particular political party, what proof was there? Did you see people with a card and say, oh, it's only for people with this card that came? You know, we know people get upset when things are done. Nobody's going to be entirely pleased. But it's all about proof. That's why I asked you, and I'm asking again, what is the best way to identify people who need palliative rights the most in River State?
Do you know that as it gets to the ward, I, Lugaman, knows everybody in my ward, in my own unit, know the party they belong to. It's because this is a unit issue, just like a community issue. So I know the party each person belongs, even the people that are sharing it. It was shared in a stakeholder's house, the spirit stakeholder. You understand? But even the house of BVC, we know that it is purely PDP affair. Now, I look at man. Do you know that they tried to give me, because I was they know me that as a party, a PDP, an APT man.
Did you, did you go there and say, okay, this is where it's meant to come to, I'm in need, and they said, we will not give you?
I was there. Because it is in my own unit, I was there with some of my supporters and some APC, other SDP people. I shouted. I said no. They said I have to wait for my own time. That is their own time. Now, out of 50 bags that they are supposed to get to Ward 16, they brought 44 bags. Where is the
seized bag? All right, look at my way. Let me ask you. Do you, in all fairness, right? You say you went there, you were expecting the palliative. Do you identify as the poorest of the poor?
My brother, poorest of the poor was there. Yeah?
No. You. Do you identify? Yeah. Can you body say, Jude, look at man is one of the poorest of the poor in HA?
I am not poorest of the poor.
So that means the palliative was not meant to be somebody like you.
But the poorest of the poor were there, and they didn't give them.
They didn't give them. You sure they didn't give them?
They didn't give them.
Okay. All right. Michael is in Borough Creek. Michael, good morning to you, please.
Hello, Jude. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Jude, it is often said that if you want to know a good dancer, you will know from the steps, the first steps. From the outset of this inauguration, people were complaining, CSO were complaining. How can you put party people to man this committee and expect 100% compliance, even 70 or 80% compliance? It couldn't be so now. You can't dangle a banana before a monkey and expect the monkey not to even react. They know that the poorest of the poor are very gullible. Now they've used one cup of rice, two cups of rice to distract the people from asking from the real issues. The poor of the poor don't even know what is, they don't know the meaning of a palliative. How many of them, like, now imagine somebody calling a PVC as PCD. How can that person tell you the meaning of this palliative? Because these wicked politicians know that the people are gullible.
When this conversation started, people kept asking, and that's what I'm asking again. So if you go to an area, let's get to Borough Creek.
Let me answer your question. I know what you mean. See, Jude, we have landlords.
Okay.
Those property whose landlords don't live with them, they have a caretaker. And these people know the people that live in their property. In the rural areas, even these urban areas. The tenants know who doesn't pay rent in time. They know who doesn't pay light bill in time because of financial difficulty. I live in an apartment. My landlord doesn't live there. I live among my neighbors. And I know those who are really, really in need of help. As a person, I know those who have offered one cup of rice, one plate of rice in the past a few weeks or months. So if such thing comes to my area, I will not be part of it, but I will definitely recommend such persons to the people to give them something. We have landlords, we have caretaker, we have community people that knows the prayers of the poor. Don't tell people yesterday they were in church doing Thanksgiving, thanking God that they have got one bag of rice.
Who?
Themselves. Some would be in a mosque thanking Allah that they've got one bag of rice. Rice that are meant to be shared to the people. They've taken it that they call themselves stakeholders. Stakeholder of what? Stakeholder of what? Is this also sheer wickedness?
Michael, thank you very much. Once again, you can understand the emotions that would arise from these conversations. Let's get to WhatsApp now. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And Facebook and Twitter, that's X now, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Chile Edwin says, the politicians already hijacked the palliatives and have designed their own method of sharing the palliatives, and no amount of persuasion can change anything, really. Now, Kieran Eberi says, was palliative shared in River State? We were not informed to. Well, Kieran, it was. Let me go back to the news. There we go. News. That's it. In Abonima. Ha. Huh. If my geography serves me well, Abonima is within the territorial borders of River State. In fact, when you go past, you know, Choba, as you just descend from the bridge, right, you get to a junction, just about, 5 or 6 minutes drive on your left. If you take that road, it will take you to Abonima, right? So that is in Port Harcourt, right? Okay, good. So you are now informed. In Abonima, Akokotoro local government area of River State, permanent voters' cards were demanded from residents before they were given palliatives. Now, some of the residents revealed this during an interview, and they alleged that out of the 50 bags of rice that were given to various units in some wards, 11 were set aside for stakeholders to share. Now, this is one of the most disturbing nomenclatures I've got to hear in recent days and weeks concerning this scenario. Who is a stakeholder?
Stay on track with Nigeria Info.
PFN, the Stone Bishops.
Talking about Mourinho and AS Roma, followed by joint forces with Mourinho.
And then so the aviation workers also want to join the strike.
Your access to all the top stories and more.
Let's talk.
So who exactly is a stakeholder? Because if the person who is resident in that area, who lives, works, has to probably even die there, is not a stakeholder, then who then is the stakeholder?
Out of the 50 bags, about 11 bags was removed. They said for stakeholders, and we don't know who are those stakeholders. In my whole unit, we are over 300 persons sharing 3 bags of rice, almost 1 custard rubber. And it went round. Those who have voters' card and those who don't have voters' card, everybody is having the same suffering, feeling the same impact of fuel subsidy removal. Some immediately after the election, they lost their PVCs. Therefore, those people could not receive.
I guess for children, this rice, no. If you reach us for 1 week, some people own no even reach 1 custard. My sister PCV lost. They can't tell her and say, may she wait, make people will get PCV collect first.
They gave me one custard rubber, nothing attached to it. That is the palliative. It's not palliative, it's palliative. The stakeholders took more than even the ordinary people.
Just rice. Now, Alozé King from Port Harcourt says, if they are sincere, ab initio, the chairman of the palliative committee shouldn't have been a political party chairman. It would have been a non-partisan person wherein you have a clergyman, a community chief, that would be involved in the distribution, particularly at the rural centres. The sharing was engulfed with political sentiments and loyalty, nepotism and favouritism. In my ward, Ward 3, in Omuma local government area, the palliative was shared by the PDP ward leaders who shared it amongst their party members. Once the allegation, did you go there? Are you one of the poorest of the poor? Did you try to get? And for the sake of this conversation, when you got there, did you get to see anybody say, oh, you are a card-carrying member of so-and-so party? Because of that, we will not give you. a lot of the times, allegations are a big problem.